Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm John Whalen. This morning I'll be reading Gone and Back by Lynn Schott. This poem is about renewal through nature. Gone and Back. Tonight we're waiting for the eclipse, but the moon hasn't arrived, and the real chill of fall is finally on the porch. So I retreat into the kitchen to check the ball game and get another splash of wine. And by the time I go back outside, it's there, low above the hills, looking small and odd, an eerie garnet glow behind a veil, a blood orange in fishnet stockings, straining to shine, but holding itself tight, its only radiance withdrawn and flat, behind some mystery that terrified the ancient ones, dread or awe or something in between, more likely. But still, I get a little anxious waiting for the bowl to fill again with what overtakes it, and light restore itself, its lip, moving across the disk, resolving into wholeness, luminous, revealing the fact behind the curtain, confidence after all, or something like it, stunning and bright and close to holy, illuminating flowers on the porch, the white petunias magnificent, really, under the old familiar high beams, as if to say, if only it were so easy, disappearing, then returning, counting on that conjuration, the way the dead come back to us, so strange and bright, and whole again, like light slicing into our dreams, like the moon slipping silent into shadow. That was Gone and Back by Lynn Schott, a poet from Kettle Falls. It appeared in Light Years, published by Hawk and Handsaw Press. This has been Poetry Moment, and I'm John Whalen. Thank you.